Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. A dawn service in Turkey has wrapped up where our Defence Minister has paid tribute to our fallen soldiers. Richard Miles has spoken on the Gallipoli Peninsula where more than 8,700 Australians lost their lives 109 years ago. He says the spirit of Anzac lives on.
This spirit has shone brightly in the men and women who have worn our nation's uniform throughout our history, in conflicts great and small, in which 103,000 have made the ultimate sacrifice.
More than 20 whales have died and around 140 others remain beached in a mass stranding event in WA South. The pod of pilot whales entered shallow waters near Dunsborough this morning. A major rescue operation is underway. Homicide detectives are trying to determine the motive of a gruesome attack north of Brisbane this morning. A man has been killed and a woman is fighting for life after they were allegedly attacked by a 26-year-old man who's been taken into police custody. Detective Inspector David Harbison says officers found the pair aged in their 70s with serious head injuries.
Terribly traumatic for anyone to see this, including first responders. We have community support people on site and will refer people for assistance that need be.
And it looks like a lot of Aussies are planning on having a long weekend this week. Tomorrow is expected to be the biggest sick day of the year. To sport, the Roosters and Dragons are about to face off in their traditional Anzac Day clash. Tricolours coach Trent Robinson is expecting a big game from captain James Tedesco, who he believes demands more respect.
He's led himself and his teams in a way for so long that it's disappointing, but that's, people's opinion.
And a boost to the Dolphins' forward pack for the next three seasons. Lock Max Plath has inked a big contract extension, keeping him at the club until the end of 2027.